Want to hang up your shield?
No, that's all right. We were going to talk about getting your boy started on a good insurance program. Is this Kevin?
Oh! Kevin, you promised Daddy you wouldn't kick.
The reason for starting Kevin on Federated's early bird program is that today Kevin can buy insurance at the lowest rate in his life.
Kevin, don't throw that!
If you start Kevin with a $10,000 early bird policy now, he'll have the option of taking out up to $60,000 more before he's 40 years old. No physical, no qualification.
No kicking, Kevin! He kicked your shield.
Maybe he broke his little foot.
I better insure him quick before somebody kills him.
Federated Insurance.
Modern protection with the human touch.
In Minneapolis, call Les Melby about life insurance for teenagers. Good morning.
Again?
Still. I got to bed late last night. My wife burned the oatmeal this morning, then the car wouldn't start. Now I've got Maury Amsterdam on the show again.
Boy, are you lucky.
This just isn't my day, huh?
Boy, are you lucky. I just grabbed a quick nap since the last show.
Yeah, I know.
And I dreamt I was doing a program.
No kidding. What kind of show was it?
Same one.
Got some music for you this morning and some more school closing announcements.
There is a tavern in the town, and there my true love sits her down, and drinks her wine. Yes, I do. I can no longer stay with you. Stay with you. I'll hang my harp on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee. Oh, dig my grave both wide and deep, put tombstones at my head and feet. Adieu, kind friends, adieu, yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you, stay with you. I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree, and may the world go well with thee. Let every good fellow now join in a song. Viva la compagnie. Success to each other and pass it along. Viva la compagnie. Viva la, viva la, viva l'amor, viva la, viva la, viva l'amor, viva l'amor, viva l'amor, viva la compagnie. Good fellowship brings us together today, viva la compagnie. It lights up our faces and makes our hearts gay, viva la compagnie. Viva la, viva la, viva l'amor, viva la, viva la, viva l'amor, viva l'amor, viva l'amor, viva la compagnie.
You hear that tavern in the town, you say,
Rudy Valley recorded that, had a big record, hit in 1934, and he broke up while he was making the record, something made him laugh, and he broke up and they released the record just that way. And it became like a laughing record, right in the middle of the thing.
Is that right?
Getting hysterical, yeah.
Do you have a copy of it now?
I think I still have it. Yep, Rudy brought it to my house. We were old friends. As a matter of fact, he came out to California in 1933, doing a picture called Sweet Music. And I wrote the material for the picture in those days.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Do you like writing or producing or being a comedian? Or
I'll tell you something. If you like the business you're in, I think you enjoy all facets of it.
Mm-hmm.
I like every part of it. I really do. I enjoy performing. I like writing and everything else.
Good.
After dinner speaking, playing the cello, anything has to do with entertainment.
Yeah. That's the sleepy voice of Maury Amsterdam on the Viking Show again this morning.
Whose office was that I took a nap in?
Jim Borman's, our news director.
Is that it? He's going to find my footprints on his desk. He's going to walk in and say, that's kind of crazy.
We have some more school closing announcements now. At Cedar Grove, Minnesota, Christ Lutheran Kindergarten is closed at What the heck? Can you make that
Can't
out?
Can't read that out. Let me take a look at it here. I'm very good at deciphering hieroglyphics. Yeah, is there a Bloomington or Bloomingdale or something?
That's BLM, it looks like.
Well, it's BLM, and we just made up a new town.
Yeah, Bloom.
And St. Patrick's, well, you'll know who it is. St. Patrick's...
Episcopal Church.
Gee, they really got everything mixed up here, didn't they? Well, they're not going to have a kindergarten or whatever it is. I think you're pretty safe if you go to school. You're not going today.
St. Patrick's Episcopal. That's what it is.
Reminds me, you know that wonderful story about the minister who got off the train in New York, and he said to the cab driver, take me to Christ Church.
Mm-hmm.
And the cab driver took him to St. Patrick's. And he got out, and he looked at the church. He says, this isn't Christ Church. Cab driver says, if he's in town, he's here.
Very good. We're going to check on this one, though, for you, and get it just as soon as we can correctly. At St. Anthony, Minnesota, the Marion Park Community Center, no preschool. At Woodlake, Minnesota, St. John's Lutheran School is closed today. And let's see. Confirmation at the St. Luke's Lutheran Church. Here's Bloom again.
Bloom again. BLM. Must be Bloomington. Is there a
Bloomington, maybe.
Must be Bloomington, yeah.
Well, we'll check on that. That is canceled for today.
All you people out there on Bloom, please let us know where you are.
This guy behind us is Peter Marcus. He's a photographer we use quite a bit.
That's what I figured. I saw him with a camera.
He wants to take some pictures.
Well, he picked a good day for it. As soon as I get my eyes open, I'll let him know. I'm a picture nut myself, you know. That's my hobby.
No kidding.
Cameras, yeah. Movies, all kinds of cameras. When I was about 8 years old, I got my first camera. My father gave me one of those box brownie cameras.
Oh, sure.
You remember those kinds?
Yes, yes.
Looked like a little box. You couldn't tell the front end from the back end.
Yeah.
You know anybody would like about 14 pictures of my navel I got of them.
It's 14 past 8. Here comes Donna from our switchboard. Come here, Donna,
she,
please.
She found out what Blum is, I guess.
Yeah, we got to check on this.
She is, yeah.
St. Patrick's Episcopal. Yes. What is this supposed to be, Donna?
Blum, maybe? Yeah. What is that, Bloomington?
That's abbreviation for Bloomington Hall.
Oh, thank you.
I figured
you.
That out, and here I'm a stranger in town. How do you like that?
That's right.
Episcopal Church, right?
Okay, Bloomington, Minnesota, St. Patrick's Episcopal Church, no kindergarten at Bloomington, Minnesota again. Kennedy High and Humboldt High, buses will be 2.5 hours late. At Kennedy High and Humboldt High, buses will be 2.5 hours late. Got a good question for you.
Incidentally, when you mention an Episcopal minister, which is correct, Episcopal or Episcopalian minister?
I don't know. I think we'll get a call and put us straight on that right away.
Yeah, we better, because I don't really know. Call him Lutheran for now.
Would you like to spend 8 days in Florida and Jamaica?
Right now.
With a WCCO Fan in the Stands tour in March, would you?
Right now.
You can. It could be absolutely free, too. Just come in and register at the new Minor Ford. Two tickets, including round-trip jet airfare, banquets, lodging, and two Twins baseball games, will be given away absolutely free. And while you're at Minor's, check in the fabulous deals available during their doubleheader sale now in progress. The second game of the doubleheader features their first-of-the-year sale on demonstrators, factory cars, and house cars. Yes, 1967
Wait
automobiles.
Wait a minute. What do you mean, house cars? Cars for in a house?
Guess that's the only place they drive them.
Well, don't laugh, because my wife had the car in the kitchen one day, and I said, how'd you get it in here? She said, I made a left turn in the dining room.
Well.
Possible.
It's possible. 1967 automobiles with very few miles offered to you at fantastic discounts. Their second half shipment of demonstrators and house cars in the kitchen there has just arrived, so these cars must be moved right now.
All righty.
Now listen to this deal. A 1967 Ford Mustang Coupe equipped with white walls and radio driven only 617 miles in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Now offered for sale at only $2,288.
Uncanny.
Many of these cars can be purchased for as low as $49 down and payments as low as $39 a month.
Sheriff a week.
And come in and register for the free trip to Florida and Jamaica. And while you're there, check their price on a new Ford. You'll be glad you did. The new Minor Ford, 17th and Central in Northeast Minneapolis, where everyone drives a bargain.
I thought you said a Ford.
That's a bargain Ford.
Oh, excuse me.
It's 17 after 8, Twin City
temperature. I never drove a bargain.
Temperature's 28 below in the Twin Cities now. Do you know it got down to 31 below, Maury?
Yeah, I know. It keeps popping up and down. We got bouncy weather.
And in Hibbing, Minnesota, 46 below this morning.
No kidding.
Right
46
now.
46 below in Hibbing. What a place to stay away from.
When you When you leave the Twin Cities and see CCO land, you'll have a lot of material to talk about, won't you?
I told you, I'm going right from here down to Acapulco to thaw out.
Are you really?
Yeah, we're going down Acapulco for a couple of weeks. Just grab some of that Mexican sunshine.
To rest or do a job down there?
Not going
to
do a thing. Just get out there and lazy around in the sun.
Good for you. Dayton's is getting ready for spring, too, and that means the entire stock of furniture, floor samples, and discontinued styles has to be cleared out to make room for the new spring samples.
They going to Acapulco, too?
Maybe.
Could possibly
yeah.
be.
Prices are now drastically reduced on furniture by Heritage, Henriden, Rexall, Crayler, Simmons, Lane, Ethan Allen, Nathan Hale, many other famous names.
Sure.
Here's your chance for substantial savings on fine quality sofas, hide-a-beds. You know what a hide-a-bed is?
Yep. You can't find it, you sleep on the floor.
Studio couches, chairs, occasional tables, cedar chests, also complete bedroom and dining room groups, all styles from ultra-modern to elegant Mediterranean.
Oh, that's Italian thing.
Yeah. It's smart to buy now to take advantage of these final markdowns at Dayton's, and it's easy to spread out the cost with a Dayton's custom account. No down payment. You can pay just pennies a day on Dayton's custom account.
That's
Remember
good.
That?
Yeah, that's good.
But don't wait. The sale ends January 24th. Just a few more days to get in on these savings.
When did it start?
It started,
January 23rd.
What's today? Started Monday.
Yeah.
Don't miss the sale of furniture, floor samples, and discontinued styles now at all Dayton stores. I suppose you know Al Hurt.
Fine trumpet player, this man.
He has a tune called The Puppet Song.
And it goes like this.
A yo-yo.
Wow, wow, wow.
That's called Yo-Yo by Al Hurt.
Man's a fine trumpet player, isn't he?
His home is New Orleans, isn't it?
I believe it is. I had a fella that worked for me on a television, well, it was radio in those days, back at KHJ in Los Angeles, played trumpet in the band. And I gave him a couple of gags and things to do, and he wanted to quit playing trumpet and just, do jokes and stuff. And he had a very heavy Mexican dialect.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, forget it. You play too good a trumpet. You know who that man is?
Who?
Rafael Mendez.
Oh, no.
World's greatest trumpet player, yeah.
That's something.
Tremendous. Isn't that funny? He wanted to give it up to tell jokes. And the man is just because he talked like that, he got on the air. I gave him a couple of jokes to do like this with the Mexican dialect, and he got a few laughs and it went to his head.
Yeah. 22 after 8, temperature in the Twin Cities now is 28 below. The wind chill reading is minus 41.
My wife asked me, what is the wind chill reading?
Well, that came about during the Korean War, Maury, where the Army decided that the clothing they had for the fighting men there during the winter months was inadequate because of the wind. The clothing that they figured was adequate at, say, at 20 below was all right if there was no wind.
Oh,
but
I
if
see.
It was a wind 10 miles an hour, it was... The guys were freezing there.
Created that much more of a...
So then they came about with some kind of a wind chill reading, they call it, where you take the temperature and the wind velocity, and then you get this kind of what they call a wind chill reading. That's all I know about.
You know, they do so much with batteries nowadays. Everything is batteryized.
Yeah.
It's amazing that they don't make a heated uniform for the guys that's heated by batteries.
I know you're busy this week, and you're in town next week also at Diamond Jim's.
That's right.
Well, John Noble... One of the Noble boys called me from the Normandy village, and they want me and my wife, Mary and I, to take you and your wife over the village some night for dinner.
Can
we
wonderful.
Arrange that?
Love it. Are you kidding?
Because then you'll taste what these popovers are like.
Oh, we talked about the popovers the other day.
Yeah, and the steaks are just out of this world. You'll find nothing finer anywhere.
Well, good. That's where we're going.
And the fine wines, you like wine with your dinner?
No, but you can drink the wine. I don't drink.
I see.
I don't drink, smoke, gamble, or run around with women. Lloyd's of London are laying 10 to 1, I'm dead.
Lloyd's of London are laying 10 to 1, you're dead. But the Normandy village is a place you'll be really tickled with.
We're looking forward to it.
All right.
As long as they got a little heat in the place.
Kind of old world charm. Oh, yeah, the heat in there, if anything, from the charcoal.
Oh, good.
Where they do the steaks and the other lamb chops.
Charcoal broiled stuff?
Oh,
that's my
yeah,
favorite. I
yeah.
love that. I can eat charcoal broiled cardboard. I'm not kidding. I love that flavor.
So you remember the Normandy village. Old world charm of the Normandy village is an experience you'll never forget. Why not tonight? The Normandy Village at 4th Avenue at 8th Street. Another school closing announcement at St. Louis Park. The B'nai Abraham Nursery is closed today. B'nai Abraham Nursery is closed at St. Louis Park today. It's now 25 past 8, Twin City temperature 28 below now. We had a new record this morning. It went down to 31 below in the Twin Cities. Doesn't make
That's
you feel good?
25 minutes after 8.
Yeah.
Yep. Time is fleeting.
You're a good time teller. Lowell Thomas wasn't so sharp at telling time a few months ago when he was on the program.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He must be quite an interesting guy.
Very interesting. He talks about everything and anything.
When he was working in New York there a few years ago, I met him. His son is a pretty bright guy, too. He travels around quite a bit, mm-hmm. the two of them.
Well, Lowell said that his son has done more exploring than Lowell ever hoped to, than Lowell has.
Oh?
At his son's young age. And well, his son lives in Alaska, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, and Lowell was home.
Did he come here to practice? I don't think it gets any colder in Alaska than it gets here, does it?
I don't. I guess so.
No, how
yeah.
can
Nome, yeah, Fairbanks.
Yeah, I knew a fellow that used to take a lot of his girls up to Alaska because that's how he got to Nome.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that a terrible joke?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a good day for it.
Listen, time...
We've got a captive audience today, boy. We can say anything.
Time was when a casserole represented nothing more than a thrifty solution to the leftover problem. Casseroles.
You know, it took me years before they knew the difference between a casserole and a camisole.
What's the difference?
Well, I'll tell you. One of them is something cooking.
Happily, those times are gone, Maury. Today's casserole is a main course. A headliner. A work of culinary art.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. Art who? Art culinary.
Art culinary. Yeah. Sure, I know him.
For 13 prime examples of the casserole in our time, don't miss our very favorite casseroles in February, Better Homes and Gardens magazine. I bet you thought it'd be in Popular Mechanics. It's an all-star review of fix-and-forget casseroles like Black Magic Ham Towers, Turkey Paella.
Must be an Italian way of putting it.
Turkey
right?
Paella?
No, paella. That's Mexican.
Is it?
Yeah, paella. How's it spelled?
P-A-E-L-L-A.
That's right.
Hamburger, cheese, bake.
Yep.
And 10 more.
What was the thing I saw that you fellas had, you and the lady here, I can't think of her
Joyce?
Name. Joyce had turkey in a bag.
Yeah, that's a pretty big thing here in this part of the country.
It's turkey marvelous. Bag, yeah. You know, that I've never had turkey in a bag, but we've had chicken in the bag.
Have you?
Yeah, we fix it that way. We prepare it practically the same way as the recipe you had, except that we smear a Miracle Whip all over it.
Oh, do you?
Gives it a great flavor. Really does. And everybody's afraid, oh, won't the bag burn? But it doesn't.
No.
No.
You put it in the oven, then.
Did you hear that story about Thanksgiving when these two turkeys are standing outside a delicatessen, and there's a turkey on the spit going around and round, and this one turkey says to the other, look at her beautiful figure got her.
Well, listen, other family interest articles in this issue include Whatever Happened to the Old-Fashioned Rose Garden? And the first in an important year-long series entitled Home Improvement 1967. All in February, Better Homes and Gardens. It's on sale now.
I want to tell you, they make it easy to improve your home today with the wonderful wall coverings and everything else that they make.
They do?
Really do. Just magnificent. People, you can take a plain old nothing room and make it into a very, very charming den. Put in a pool table, you know, keep mm-hmm. the family off the street at night.
Are you a pool nut?
Not exactly. We have a pool table at home, and I play fairly well. My kid plays pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's 28 after 8 already. Temperature in the Twin Cities is 28 below. Wind is southeast 3.
Where can you get superb crepe Suzette and then do the boogaloo till dawn? In New York, at one of the city's gourmet discotheques, where the latest dances and the best food are almost a way of life. But carry cash on your trip to New York or anywhere, and it could mean trouble. Lost or stolen cash could spoil everything. The answer? American Express traveler's checks, the safe travel money. If they're lost or stolen, American Express can save your trip with a prompt refund. In New York and hundreds of other American Express offices around the world. And your trip rolls merrily on. So long trip or short, take American Express traveler's checks. Get them where you bank. American Express, the traveler's check that saves more trips than all other traveler's checks combined. The next trip we save could be yours.
So what is a boogaloo, a dance?
A boogaloo sounded that way.
Sounds like a disinfectant.
It's time for news and weather now. And then, can you hang around for another half hour?
Why not? Where else am I going on a day like this?
We can catch some sleep.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Go right across the street, catch some sleep.
That's true.
Now, an invitation. You are invited to taste the luxury-length cigarette. The cigarette that has won new friends wherever you go, from coast to coast. New friends by the thousands. The cigarette, filter-tipped Pall Mall. Filter-tipped Pall Mall packaged in gold. And the reason for its success? Taste. Good, mild taste. A taste that puff for puff is milder than ever. Yes, you get Pall Mall's natural mildness now in a filter cigarette. Natural mildness that means just one thing. Smooth, pleasing flavor. The flavor you get only from Pall Mall's famous length of fine tobaccos. Discover the luxury length cigarette, a full 100 millimeters long. Filter-tipped Pall Mall packaged in gold. Outstanding, and they are mild.
Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, WCCO.
WCCO Radio News. Vatican spokesman critical of President Johnson's birth control proposals. This is Dick Anroth reporting, brought to you by one of America's great international airlines, Northwest Orient Airlines, with the only nonstop jet flights to New York City. The Vatican...
I think, anyway, we've already proclaimed, fellas, when we get into a discussion with our own weather service here, that Chicago was the coldest spot in the world. We've already proclaimed that Minneapolis is nothing more than a suburb of Chicago.
Are you kidding? Do you know what's happening up here on the farms? The hens are laying eggs from a standing position.
Hey, Bud, what's the wind velocity there in Chicago?
It's getting windier by the minute, I'll tell you that. It's only 7 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's easy. We were talking about Chicago this morning. About the wind, and when it comes off the lake, though, it's pretty cutting down there.
Oh, it sure is.
Yep. How's the ice situation? They clear it up, or are the people just flying and sliding around town?
I haven't dared look. According to our helicopter traffic man, everything isn't too bad.
You've got a helicopter man in the air this time?
Yeah,
oh, boy.
We have him up there every day.
He's going to have whipped cream.
Hey, Bud Kelly, how long are you on in WBBM?
5:30 till 9.
Oh, Gad.
Well, it's all right. We were up here at the crack of dune ourselves, weren't we? I was on the air here at 6 o'clock this morning. I woke up a few people.
Say, Bud Kelly,
yeah.
Greet everyone there in Chicago from all of us here at WCCO, will you?
I sure will. And listen, Howard, if you're ever down this way, please stop in. And Maury, when you get to town, give us a call, will you?
I certainly will, and thanks very much.
My pleasure. You're a tremendous guy. I've enjoyed, among other things, your portion of the Dick Van Dyke Show for a long time.
Thank you very much.
And
I'll leave you with two words.
Uh-oh.
Keep warm.
Yeah. All right, Maury.
So long, Bud.
Howard, bye-bye.
Goodbye. And...
That was
nice
Bud
guy,
Kelly,
eh?
From WBBM in Chicago.
Right. 21 minutes to 9, our Twin City temperature's 28 below.
What's the good word? It's escape. Hello, this is Cy Harris for Guardian Maintenance. In olden times, how would they escape the clutches of the law? With a good lawyer? Actually, a good tailor was all you needed. Those days, men wore loose-fitting capes instead of coats with buttons. If the law grabbed you, all you had to do to get away was to slip out of your cape, to escape. X meaning to get out of your cape. And if your cape was tailored just right, the easier your escape, or escape as we call it today. You know, automobile service people are looking for an escape from a dilemma. It's simply this. More cars on the road and not enough technicians to service them. General Motors is doing something about it. Through a nationwide network of GM training centers, new mechanics are being trained. It'll mean faster, better Guardian maintenance for your Chevrolet, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, Buick, or Cadillac. It's the most extensive car service training program in the world. GM is doing something about it.
It's 20 minutes to 9 now. Twin City temperature 28 below. I got to bed late last night because I attended, along with a couple thousand other people, a benefit for the Boys Club of the Twin Cities.
That's right. We had General Clark here, right? And Mr. Nixon.
That's right, yeah. Richard Nixon appeared on the stage there to talk to the audience, and General Mark Clark was a very fluent speaker. Very interesting.
I've heard him speak. Did you see the picture, by the way?
Yes,
Paris Burning.
Is Paris Burning. Good
Did you like it?
Picture. Good
I thought picture. I have read the book, but I haven't seen the picture yet.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
What a benefit. I think they raised a great deal of money. And Mark Clark then told quite a few little anecdotal stories about Eisenhower and Bradley and a few others of his buddies, you know.
So yeah.
Very entertaining.
Montgomery.
Yes.
Interesting stories. I've done a lot of USO shows all over the world, mm-hmm. you know, in the last war. And mm-hmm. since then, I go to Germany every so often, do shows over there.
You did shows to World War One too, didn't you?
No, that was a civil war. And you'd be surprised with the stories that these fellows come up with. Real gag sessions, sit around, funny things that happen in the Army.
Sure.
You got something to do, do it, and I'll tell you a couple.
All right.
Here's a little reminder from Pontiac for owners of all 67 GTOs, Le Mans, Tempests, and Spritz. You're being watched. Not only by people who wish they were sitting in your place, but by other car makers who've tried for years to copy the crisp styling and wide-track engineering that's been setting sales records year after year. So look sharp, gang. We're setting sales records with our 67s, too. Keep your hubcaps clean and your split grills polished. And don't make a scene when people ask you to take them for a ride. It's part of being a Pontiac owner.
What a voice in that gal, huh?
Yeah, very sexy.
What are those stories you're telling?
Stories.
Wait a second.
Go ahead.
28 below in the Twin Cities, wind is not nearly as bad this morning as it was yesterday. It's wind southeast, 3 miles an hour. It's chilly, 28 below. We had a record low reading for this date of 31 about an hour and a half ago. Yeah, Maury Amsterdam is still with me in the Viking show, and you're going to be
I can't move. I'm frozen stiff. I'm sitting right here. Going to be out at Diamond Gems tonight. But during the war, you know, I took a USO show overseas, as I mentioned before, mm-hmm. also Africa. And you sit around with these guys at night, you know, the officers and a lot of the guys, and they all come up with stories, funny things that happened to them. Tell me about this one fellow was in the service, drafted, mm-hmm. you know. And the minute he got into camp, KP duty, 3 months, this guy did nothing but wash dishes. But finally, the first time out, he's walking around the camp, and he walks by a colonel, didn't salute. Well, the colonel walked back over, it was downhill. And he looked at this fellow, he said, why don't you salute me? The guy looked at him, he says, who are you? He says, who am I? He says, I asked you first. He says, I'm the colonel. The guy says, yeah, what's a colonel? Said, nothing, I'm just a commanding officer here, that's all. I'm the head man, I'm in charge of everything. Guy looked at him and said, you got a nice job. Keep your mouth shut, don't louse it up.
Great.
And another one he told about taking these guys on a 50-mile hike. The end of the first 25 miles, these poor guys, the first time, they're exhausted. They're mm-hmm. all sitting around. The sergeant steps up, he says, any man among you who says, who doesn't want to walk back the 25 miles, step forward. And the entire platoon stepped forward, with the exception of one guy. He walks over to me, he says, this is a real soldier. And the guy looks at him, he says, what are you talking about? He says, I ain't got the strength to take one step forward.
Were you in the service?
No, I wasn't, but I took shows all over.
I
had a physical defect, no guts.
Very good. You're honest, anyhow. Maury Amsterdam, you'll be on Good Neighbor Time with DeHaven, too.
Don't threaten me.
When you look around the town, be sure to find it's true. There's a branch of First Federal right near you. We've got 8,000 mailbox branches, 5 handy offices.
Not 5 again. 6 offices. Can't you remember that?
But we've been singing 8,005 branches all year. It's hard to break the habit.
I know, but you've got to. First Federal has a brand new office in the Southdale Medical Building at 66 in France, and we've got to let people know about it.
Okay, we'll try again. Watch the 5, gang. It's 6. 1, 2, 3.
We've got 8,000 mailbox branches, 5 handy offices, 2.
Well, why didn't your mother raise flowers instead of children?
In case you're confused, too, folks, First Federal now has 8,006 branches, the newest at 66th and France in the Southdale Medical Building.
You know, we're going to be covering the snowmobile race again from Winnipeg down the Pan American Game City. Did you know that?
You know something? I have never seen a snowmobile race, and I'd love to. They tell me they're just a real kick.
Well, I didn't know that. Just the day before yesterday, Abe Simonson's wife called. He has a golf driving tee. It's a poor time for, you know, shooting, hitting golf balls now. But out there now, they have lighting, and at night, they rent snowmobiles. And they want you to take a ride in a snowmobile.
I'd love to. What, do they put them on skis? Am I right?
Yeah. Well, the back end is tractor-like, treads, like a tank.
Oh, yes, now. I know. I've seen pictures of
them. Then the front
it.
Has skis, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, boy. I tell you, you got to bundle up for that.
A hardy fella to do that, huh?
You do, bundle up, long underwear.
Gee, I think there's an old Indian trail running through this studio. The door opens and more people keep coming in and out. Oh, there's Joyce the cook.
Hello. How are you?
Is that right? I saw your recipe out there. I was telling him for a
turkey in the bag. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got to take a copy of that. I know how it's done.
I was explaining to Viking, that because we've been making chicken in the bag for years.
Oh, yes, and you can bake apple pie in the bag, too.
Take tape on all that stuff, and if you don't want to eat the stuff, you eat the bag.
That's great. That's some special events news. Thomas Shippers will be guest conductor of the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra at its concert Friday evening, 8:30 in Northrop Auditorium. The guest artist will be cellist Leonard Rose. The Minneapolis Symphony will give two concerts on Sunday at 4 in the afternoon, 8 o'clock at night, in the Art Center of the College of St. Benedict in St. Joseph, Minnesota. The City of Lakes Chapter Sweet Adelines will give its annual benefit concert at 8 Saturday evening in the auditorium of Minneapolis Vocational High School. Proceeds will go to the Minneapolis Association for Retarded Children. And in Spooner, Wisconsin, a concert by the Choir of Concordia College in Moorhead, 8 o'clock Saturday evening in the Spooner High School.
Say thank you, Joyce Maury.
Oh, thank you, Joyce Maury.
You're so welcome.
You know, I've got a real talking bird. When we used to live in Denver, he could say that real easy. Then we moved to Ridgewood, and he could say that pretty good, too. But now we live in Cucamonga. Boy, has he got a problem.
Wherever you move in the USA, there is one problem you'll never have: finding an equitable man nearby when you need service. There are more than 800 equitable offices in all 50 states to help serve you better, faster. No matter where you are or where you go, you can depend on the man from Equitable for the sound advice you need to plan a secure future. Another reason why it's wise to look ahead with living insurance from Equitable. The Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States.
In Austin, call James Wagner at 433-2060, the Equitable Life Assurance Society of the United States. You mentioned, how did you know that Alaska was warmer than here?
I just had a hunch. Is it true?
Yes, a lady from St. Paul called to say that she talked to
Juneau?
Somebody in, Juneau. They have 23 above yesterday, and Fairbanks.
Like
Fairbanks at 9 above.
I told you we're at, what's the name of the town, Hibbings?
Hibbing, Minnesota. 46 below this morning.
They must have the all-time low.
You tell your grandchildren about that, huh?
I sure will.
Do you have any grandchildren
yet? Not yet, but I'll tell them. I'll make a note of that. Hibbing, Minnesota.
46 below.
Yeah.
Isn't that thrilling?
January 18th.
Hey, this is quite a picture of you. Are you really that good looking?
No, actually, that's a hand picture of me.
This is a flyer I'm looking at that tells about Maury Amsterdam appearing at the annual luncheon for secretaries and bosses of ad clubbers coming up this next Monday noon at the Radisson
Hotel.
That's
the Gal Friday thing, isn't it?
That's right.
Wonderful idea. All the bosses take their secretaries to lunch.
Yeah.
I mean, officially this time.
Righto.
You ever hear the story about the boss's wife walks in the office and the secretary is sitting on his lap? And this guy thinks very quickly, and he says to the secretary, "Look," he said, "shortages or no shortages, we've got to have more chairs in this office."
Was Territon smokers would rather fight than switch?
What gives Territon the taste worth fighting for? The bright, inspiring taste worth fighting for. Territon's got a charcoal tip, and it's got a white one, too. Together they improve that great tobacco taste for you. Get the cigarette with the taste worth fighting for. Join the unswitchables, smoke Territon.
Territon's got a charcoal tip, and it's got a white one too. Together they actually improve the great taste of Territon's fine tobaccos.
Get the charcoal tip with a taste worth fighting for. Join the unswitchable smoke Tarryton.
Tarryton from the American Tobacco Company.
All this talk about the weather, we got a song very appropriate.
What is it, summertime?
Appropriate song?
The worst darn winter in years. They must have recorded that this morning at Hibbing.
46 below at Hibbing this morning, did you hear? 21? No. What's the Twin Cities now, did I say? 29?
Yeah.
Yeah, 29 below in the Twin Cities. That should make you feel a little bit better.
Sure.
Well, you got things to look forward to while you're here, then. Ice fishing?
Yep.
And snowmobiling?
That's right.
Boy, I tell you.
A little sleeping here and there.
7 to 9, 29 below.
Think of Carefree Heat.
Think Shell.
Carefree Heat.
Think of Shell.
Heating oil for your home.
That heats spotlessly as well.
Think of Carefree Heat.
Think Shell. Think of Shell.
One thing that makes Shell oil heat carefree is you don't have to worry about reordering oil. Shell heating oil distributors have an automatic delivery service to make sure there's always enough heating oil at your home. When it's delivered, you get a stamped, metered receipt so you can see exactly how much oil you're paying for. And a budget plan even makes it easier to pay, often in 12 monthly installments. For Carefree Heat, call a Shell heating oil distributor now. He's in the yellow pages, under oil heating, of course.
Heating oil for your home.
That heats spotlessly as well.
Think of Carefree Heat.
Think Shell. Think of Shell.
Yeah, it's beginning this Sunday. We have a broadcast from Winnipeg covering the snowmobile race from Winnipeg down to St. Paul for the St. Paul Winter Carnival.
I was reading something about that, and I believe the first prize, or all the complete prizes, amount to about $1,500.
First prize, $1,000 cash.
Well, that's
and
pretty
they earn
good.
It.
That's
Boy.
What you're to in this kind of weather, is frozen assets.
That's all, yes. Well, thanks for being on the show. You're going to be a good neighbor time at noon today.
Yeah.
And tonight at Diamond Jim's again, and for
right.
this week and next week, right?
Well, I got a couple of weeks planned here like crazy. That's why I'm not cold. I'm busy.
Lots of luck. Maury Amsterdam.
Now begin. There's no doubt. Chevy's in. Let it out. Ride the young Chevrolet. Be among those who say the young Impalas. Right on.
Impalas right on. Right here, the young Impalas are happening. Get all the comfort, all the action. Get all of everything you want. Impalas right on.
Get inside, grab the wheel. What a ride.
What a feel, what a car getaway. Get the Star Chevrolet, the young Impalas, right on.
Impalas, right on. Get right on with it. The young Impalas are happening at your Chevrolet dealers. Ride the young Impalas. Get right on, right now.
The right young Impalas, right on.
Visit to Australia, the issue Vietnam. This is the morning report from CBS News, brought to you by Camel Cigarettes. I'm Dick Reeves. South Vietnam's Premier Ky has completed his first day in Australia, arriving at Fairbairn Air Base outside Canberra in mid-afternoon, 10 minutes early, to begin visits to Australia and New Zealand that will last until January 26th. His plans to be in both countries cause for concern and controversy. Mass demonstrations called, threats of assassination made. At the heart of the argument, Australian and New Zealand policy toward Vietnam, and Nguyen Cao Ky himself. More about that in a moment.
Camel's real taste satisfies longer.
At hoedowns and Saturday night get-togethers, Camels have been a favorite for years. It's because of the real taste that comes from the great Camel tobaccos. And now people all over can enjoy a new Camel, too. Camel filters.
Camel filters have a real taste, too. Camel filters have a real taste, too. Camel filters have a real taste, too. Camel filter cigarettes.
Put them together, and what have you got? Two great Camel cigarettes, that's what.
Camel filters have a real taste, too.
Satisfies longer.
Camel filters have a real taste, too.
Satisfies longer.
Camel filters have a real taste, too.
What has been called a goodwill trip, Premier Key's journey to Australia and New Zealand also was expected to produce a quantity of ill will aimed at Key himself and the military junta he heads. So far, the protest has been muted, and the government of Prime Minister Harold Holt did not hesitate to welcome Key. Holt used words like earnest and sincere as he greeted the Vietnamese premier. The Australian leader and Premier Key are not strangers. They met in Manila last October at the conference on Vietnam. And Ky is no stranger to Australia. He was there on a flying exercise mission in 1956. He said he wanted to revisit that country and visit neighboring New Zealand now to thank the people for their help in the Vietnamese War. About 4,500 Australian soldiers are in Vietnam. 83 Australians have been killed in the fighting. New Zealand's commitment is smaller. It has 180 troops in combat zones, but also is supplying medical and economic help. In both countries in the recent elections, Vietnam was the major issue, in part in Australia because draftees have been sent to fight. And in both cases, the governments in power were voted back into office, Vietnam policy and all. So that Prime Minister Holt was running little political risk today in his warm reception for General Ky. However, this does not mean there was not concern about demonstrations and perhaps even violence against the visitor. Security for Ky is even more stringent than for President Johnson's Australian trip. Someone said that the only precaution missing was an official food taster, all of which is nothing new for Ky, who even at home must be surrounded by a heavy guard to frustrate assassination attempts. Australians have been encouraged to keep their protests nonviolent and not bring disgrace on their country. Anti-war groups have called for massive protests, but at least on the first day, these did not materialize. In front of Key's Canberra Hotel, pro-war and anti-war pickets tangled, but police moved in quickly and ended that combat. Outside the National Parliament buildings, opposition leader Arthur Colwell said the visit marks a black day in Australian history. He spoke to a few hundred demonstrators. Also seen on the streets, placards reading, "Killer Ky, go home." It may well be that this trip is more than just a thank you message delivered in person, for Ky, whom Colwell has called a butcher, a little Hitler, also seems to be trying to improve his image and the image of the government in Saigon. I know that some people say we are simply a military junta, he said today. Some have referred to me as a dictator, he went on, and others seem to think we are determined to invade North Vietnam. But Ky concluded, none of these things is true. It is too early to tell whether any of his critics are going to be convinced or are even listening. But it is clear that the governments of Australia and New Zealand, apparently confident of popular support, are willing parties on the Premier's mission. This has been the Morning Report, and this is Dick Reeves, substituting for Alan Jackson. Tomorrow, another look at a top story of the morning.
Twin City temperatures warmed up now to 27 below. Minus 27 in the Twin Cities at 9 o'clock. News is next, and then weather ball weather. Studio St. Paul, Minneapolis, 830 WCCO.
This is Dallas Townsend, CBS News, New York. Just 41 minutes ago, the Air Force launched 8 satellites from Cape Kennedy aboard a single rocket. The Titan 3C left the pad after a short delay caused by cloud cover, and so far everything looks good. The satellites, if they attain the correct orbit, will be intended to speed up military communications around the world, with emphasis on traffic between Washington and Vietnam. Magnesium firebombs were dropped by B-52s today on the Iron Triangle, 30 miles north of Saigon. The aim, to set the jungles on fire and destroy communist positions in the enemy stronghold. The firebomb tactics, not often used in the Vietnam War, laid waste an area in which the war's biggest ground operation is still moving forward. The aim of that is to neutralize the Iron Triangle, burn the villages, and resettle the inhabitants elsewhere. American troops have occupied a large two-story underground complex that's believed to be the communists' main military headquarters for the Saigon area. South Vietnam's Premier Ky a few hours ago began a somewhat controversial state visit to Australia. Arthur Colwell, leader of the opposition in the Australian Parliament, has bitterly attacked it. And today, addressing a small crowd of persons who agree with him, Colwell called this a black day in Australian history. It's the first time, he cried, that we've ever had a fascist dictator on our soil. But Premier Ky appeared unperturbed as he thanked the people of Australia for their support in Vietnam. Later on, the Premier will say the same thing to the people of New Zealand, which also has troops in Vietnam. Now this message.
Time was when a casserole represented nothing more than a thrifty solution to the leftover problem. Happily, those times are gone. Today's casserole is a main course, a headliner, a work of culinary art. For 13 prime examples of the casserole in our time, don't miss our very favorite casseroles in February Better Homes and Gardens magazine. It's an all-star review of fix-and-forget casseroles like Black Magic Ham Towers, Turkey Paella, Hamburger Cheese Bake, and 10 more. And though the casseroles are on the elegant side, preparations are easy, thanks to today's convenience foods. Other family interest articles in this issue include Whatever Happened to the Old-Fashioned Rose Garden, and the first in an important year-long series entitled Home Improvement 1967, all in February, Better Homes and Gardens, on sale now.
The worst cold wave of the winter still grips the north-central United States. At Hibbing, Minnesota this morning, the temperature dropped to 45 degrees below zero. Bismarck, North Dakota had 40 below, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and La Crosse, Wisconsin, 31 below, and temperatures of 20 below are widespread throughout the area. Sub-zero weather extends as far south as southern Illinois, and the National Weather Bureau reports that the cold air mass is moving eastward in a hurry, heading for the Atlantic coast. Cold wave warnings are indicated for New England tonight. Now about the political weather in Red China. The picture is clouded and puzzling as usual. Peking Radio says China's military leaders are solidly behind Mao Zedong. Some other reports reaching Hong Kong say there's a major split in the Chinese army. And the situation remains confused in one of China's largest cities, as we hear now from Igor Oganesov in Tokyo.
Red China's vital industrial city of Shanghai is still restless, though there's no violence reported. Chinese workers looking for shorter hours and higher wages have been clashing, at least verbally, with supporters of party chairman Mao Zedong in Shanghai. Apparently, some Shanghai officials tried to make peace with the workers, and that was their undoing. Radio Peking reported today that two Shanghai deputy mayors were arrested. The charge was, in Peking Radio's words, plotting to destroy the Cultural Revolution by deceiving workers. This was reported in the Shanghai newspaper. It also claimed that new counterattacks by reaction